琉球遠藤プライムダルマトーク What I'm going to talk today might be difficult to understand for some people or maybe even could be many people. However, this is quite simple. It's about the principle of the universe, which is the onlythe one who gives the happiness will be living the happy life. Actually, this is obvious. What is happiness? What is the definition of the happiness? Happiness is a state of the heart which you can make other people feel happy.Then, how other people could be happy when you be with that person? Actually, it is very simple. Just think what everybody are wishing for, what everybody want from other people. Each single person are wishing to feel that they are important. Each single person are wishing to be interested to the positive future of he or herself.Each single person are wishing to be seeing the potential of him or herself. Are you enough having interest, positive interest of other person's the good future?Are you looking the person's potential when you see someone? Are you wishing or are you making other person that they are important? If you are not doing enough, you need to start right away.If you want to live a happy life, how much you are wishing to make other people happy is how much you are wishing yourself to be happy. How much you are interested to positive future of other people is how much you are interested to positive future ofyourself. How much you are looking at other people's potential is how much you are looking at your own potential. Why is think one of us are wishing to feel that it's important existence? Why?It's because they cannot feel that they're important, even though they are, each single person are the only child of God or Buddha or Great Spirit of the universe. Each one are the only child. And if we explain in a philosophical way,then we can say as a Mahayana Buddhism that each one existence includes all other existence, which means one is a concentration of all whole universe. Whole universe will be concentrated to one. It means one is the appearance of whole universe. Each one of us is the only child means that each one of us is a whole universe. Isn't it important? Why you need to see or be interested to a bright future of others and yourself? Because the pure land, the heavenly, the infinite heaven, that which means that each moment the beauty increases. This world exists, that each moment the beauty increases, each moment that richness increases, that each moment that nobles increases, that each moment love increases, that each moment the joyfulness increases, each moment the peacefulness increases. This world like this, and any future, whenever you open up deep inside of yourself and the door will open to that world, which call it pure land in Mahayana Buddhism, a seventh heaven. I think it's in Christianity. Why we need to be looking at potential of yourself and others? It's because deep inside of ourselves is a great spirit and its infinite potential. Those should be awakened. Infinite potential of ourselves should be awakened and should be appeared, revealed, and should be useful to make whole world great place for to make other people happy. However, so many people are still sleeping and in the jail of the self-interest and the jail of the limitation of themselves, and not believing their happiness, not believing the good future of themselves and also others, and not believing the infinite potential of themselves. Don't waste your time, don't waste your life to be in a cage, to be in a prison of your ego. How people can be relieved from this prison of the ego and to reverse spiritually? This is the biggest subject of the human being and each one of the person. If the one totally accept the great spirit of the universe, accept means including the be responsible to reveal, responsible to let the infinite potential springs out. In another word, accept the mission of own life to receive from the great spirit. What is the mission of the human being? It is fully be dwelled by great spirit and share the great love, wisdom, the light, the joyfulness, wisdom to all people that you meet in life. Actually, this is why we were born as a human being. to be received the unification from the Great Spirit and to share to all. To relieve from ego prison, you need to have a strong desire to let ego disappear and let the wisdom appears within you. To receive the dwelled by the great love, you need a strong desire to that all other people will receive the great love and to be in a state of the happiness. Once again, happiness is that state of the heart that you can make other people happy. Thank you.